There is a fine art to flirting, and frankly, I was never any good at it. The most effective arrow in my flirting quiver was that of humor. I could almost always make a girl laugh, but hey, so could Rodney Dangerfield. My wife and I are reliving some of those earliest days of flirting as we watch our oldest son and his friends navigate the world of middle school romances. Almost nightly, we get reports about who's together, who's breaking up, and which boys and which girls are the biggest flirts. Author Fran Green wrote the book on flirting. Actually, she wrote the Bible. In The Flirting Bible, she reveals all the secrets of flirting. The smile, come-hither eye contact, maintaining a proper distance, you know, not too close, but not too far away either. Body language that says, I might be interested, and the flirtatious touch. She provides tips for both men and women. I actually could have used that book back in the day. With spring just around the corner, we'll be seeing a ramp up in the flirting department. Days will get longer, we'll be spending more time outside, and it won't be long until officially it will finally be spring. Now, spring is when flirting is at its peak, and not just among humans. The earth itself flirts with us during these early days of spring, teasing us a warm day here and there and giving us just a peek of color, a promise of what lies ahead. Warm spring days usually get me anticipating the bounty that will soon be growing out of our own backyard garden. I start thumbing through seed catalogs, and I'll find myself standing in the yard, lustfully envisioning the tomatoes we will eventually harvest. All this flirting and the accompanying anticipation can lead me to obsessing about these tomatoes, and July seems like an impossibly long time to wait for them. So when I'm unable to get tomatoes out of my mind, I settle for the next best thing to garden tomatoes, the canned version at the grocery store. One of my favorite ways to eat in-season tomatoes is in a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, but I'll only eat them when tomatoes are in season. The produce aisle versions just don't match up. Canned tomatoes, on the other hand, usually have great tomato flavor, but you can't exactly use them on a sandwich. So, to give me that pre-seasoned BLT fix, I've come up with a recipe for a BLT soup, incorporating all the elements of the sandwich. To make this soup, you roast the contents of 2 28-ounce cans of diced tomatoes. You do it in a 375-degree oven for about 30 minutes. Now, while those tomatoes are roasting, you sauté onions, carrots, and celery. Then you add some chicken stock. And then when the roasted tomatoes are done, you add those, some basil, and you use an immersion blender to puree it all. Now, if you don't have an immersion blender, you can use a regular blender or food processor, but let the mixture cool before blending. The soup can be made ahead and reheated when you're ready to eat. When you're ready to serve it, top it with a slice of toasted baguette, a generous handful of crumbled bacon, and finally, arugula. Now, you can find the full recipe on the website. This is a great soup for the month of March, when it's still soup weather, yet you want a little taste of what is to come. A conventional BLT is still a few months off, but BLT soup can fill the void. If you serve this soup to someone with whom you want to flirt, I can't help you much out there, but if you want some tips, I can send over my middle schooler.